Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is, to people as they are.
Paul obtained mercy of the Lord. All of us have obtained mercy of the Lord. Every one of us. But he's coming from that. But he knew exactly the problems that these guys, that the men and women that were there facing in Corinth, and that he was somebody in the flesh, the temptations that they were facing, that he had already addressed some earlier in the chapter and others, that he said, I understand. But I found mercy, and the Lord found me to be faithful. In other words, he was true to the Lord. He didn't stray off the path, even though obviously he's like any other fellow, temptations would come into his life. But yet he was faithful to the Lord and things didn't happen. And the thing about the mercy, that I obtained mercy, again, I told you I believe that Paul was a married man. And that I, because of Sanhedrin, we went through that here a few weeks ago, and that at the point when he was saved on the road to Damascus, probably his wife, his family, everybody left him, and he was unmarried at that point on, and a lot of controversy anyway. But I look at it from that. He said, I've attained mercy. I know what you're going through. I've been there, have done that. You know, it's easy to tell somebody something when you never faced that situation. Well, here's what I would do. Well, you know, you've never been there. But when you've been in that situation, hey, I've attained mercy. The Lord has found me to be faithful. And here's how we're going to handle this situation. I've been there, done that. And I believe that's where Paul is, okay? And that's why the Lord guided him and guarded his words to Paul said exactly what God wanted him to say because of Paul's past life experiences. By the way, that's why 1 Corinthians, first chapter is so important about comforting one another. You're able to comfort somebody who's gone through the same problems that you've been through. Hey, I've been there, and God took me example. Used to, I could empathize and sympathize with people, so to speak, who had cancer. As a pastor, you know, I'd be at the bedside, and people going through treatments and all. Man, I'm praying for you. Now, I know what they're going through. Are you following? And I, you know, and I've attained mercy. Are you following the thought?
Yes.
You really have been there, and you know exactly what they're going through. Okay, this is Paul's. Okay, he says the one obtained mercy. And like I told you, I could go on and on. Some great illustrations there, but there's some other things I want to see this morning. But remember, I give my judgment as one that had obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. Verse number 26. I suppose, before you go any farther, that's an interesting phrase, I suppose. The phrase I suppose does not mean that Paul was uncertain about it. You know, a lot of times we'll say, well, I suppose, you know, I suppose maybe. This is not what this phrase means, I suppose. He's giving his advice, okay? Our English language has kind of turned a little bit, you know, kind of a silly example, but it's not silly. Used to be, people say about the word gay used to be happy and gay and happy and free. Now you use that word, people look at you like, okay, you know. Same way here, this back when you said, I suppose, it wasn't like he was uncertain, he was just guessing, maybe. No, it was literally that he was very sure of the soundness of his advice and the principles that he was about to set forth. It's a statement of fact, okay? Not of guessing. And then he says this, that this is good, therefore, that this is good for the present distress, I say, that it is good for a man so to be. What is he talking about? He's talking about if you are unmarried, staying married because of the present distress. The word distress means calamity or persecution. By the way, we in America talk about how bad we have it. We don't know how good we have it. We are blessed people. We know nothing about persecution. Oh, somebody may make fun of the people at the farmer's market or this or that, or you not go door knocking and they may slam the door and, oh, I've been persecuted. We know nothing what these people went through. Loss of life, loss of family, loss of jobs and all. And that's what he's saying. He said, it's good if you remain how you are unmarried because of the present distress, because of the persecutions, because of the calamities that are taking place in the life, that is good for man so to be. The word man here does not mean on air. It's not the Greek word on air, which is for a male person. The word man here is anthropos. It means mankind here. So he's referring not just to the men gender, but to the female gender. And by the way, there's only two, male and female. We'll move on from there. But anyway, the word here is anthropos. So when he talks about it's good for a man ought to be, he's not just referring to men. He's also referring to women here in this thought here, that it is better to remain unmarried due to the present distress, present persecution. Why? The question would be then, what would be the advantage of remaining single, Paul? Remember asking these questions, okay? Should I marry? Should I do this? This is it. And Paul said, well, because of the situation, I advise you, stay as you are. Remember, we looked at that last couple, he's going to say it again, just next couple of verses, he's going to say it twice again. Stay where God has called you because of the present distress. Somebody wrote this, and most of this stuff is that my notes are in my writing, but this somebody else wrote, I thought it was a really good illustration, that we can easily imagine how in a time of great persecution and crisis, how much more of a burden a wife or a family can be, not only but providing for the family, but to be able to stay strong in the Lord. Remember, these people are under severe persecution. And you got a wife and you got kids and you got to feed them, clothe them, provide for them. It makes life even much more difficult. He says, me, hey, I can deal with it. But when you got your wife and kids and they're suffering, it makes it a lot tougher on that individual. And he gave an interesting illustration. I hadn't considered it, but it's so true. Consider that we may say, if we're into persecution, you may torture me, but I will never deny Christ. I'm standing firm. Do what you want. Burn me at the stake, whatever. I will not deny Christ. And a lot of people did that. However, what if we were threatened with the rape of our wife and the torture and the death of our children? That would be a different story. Remember, when there was persecution, it just wasn't on one individual. The whole family is being persecuted. So as he say, do what you want with me, but all of a sudden they're with your wife doing some awful things or with your children, that's a different story. Wouldn't it be a lot easier to say, okay, I recant, Jesus, and let them go? Okay. That happened back in those days. That's what I say, we don't have to do that. We know nothing about persecution. These people had to deal with it. And that's why he said, because of the present distress, it's good if you stay how you are. So you don't have these extra problems that you're having to deal with. So stay unmarried if at all possible. Remember, I addressed that earlier. But if it's not possible, better to marry than to burn. Remember, we looked at that. Then go ahead and get married. But I highly advise to stay in the position you are. Now look at verse number 27. He reemphasizes that. Art thou bound unto a wife? In other words, are you married? Seek not to be loosed. The word loosed literally means to be set free, or literally to be divorced. Okay? That's the context here. If you're married, stay married. Don't divorce. Remember earlier they talked about an unbelieving wife or husband with a believing husband or wife. Remember that we looked at that. And if the unbelieving wife or husband wants to stay married, let them stay married. You stay married.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.